case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Good morning.
Good.
Can we bring our intern over to the microphone of microphone four? Because he was part of our
intern Kevin.
Part of our night on Friday.
Our day.
Our intern. We have to relive this.
Yeah, we
I'm
do.
I'm joking.
No, we have to relive it too. We're the ones.
You have to relive it. I'm fine.
Our intern, Canteen Boys in a band. Silent Sunday, writes your name, right?
Yes.
And they were playing a gig on Friday night.
Yeah, we were.
But we also had a charity gig on Friday night as well. We had two big events on Friday night.
Yeah.
So, Gibbons and I made it to there. We somehow made it there, but we started drinking very early in the day.
Yeah, we stepped out for a beer after work, which then turned into...
drinking all day, pretty much.
Look, when I got to the charity event, I expected Gibbons to be plowed. I did not expect Riggs to be plowed.
Right?
Okay, Kevin? And this was a charity event for congenital heart disease.
Which,
okay?
Can I write...
I mean, do you really... They're making...
Hold on.
I'm going to get triggered, damn it.
Will you stop right now? Can I publicly apologize to anybody that may be listening that was there that I made an ass of myself to?
Thank you.
Because I was hammer drunk? Drinking all day due to also something that happened personally, but I'll get to that in another day. Not deflecting my actions.
Don't say but.
Okay. I apologize.
I would also like to apologize for anything and everything that happened on Friday.
Not a place to be drinking before you go to something like that when you're hosting it.
Yeah.
Basically, Gibbons is par for the course, but Gibbons wasn't on the microphone. Riggs was on the microphone plowed. So anyway, I digress. So the event at the Domes was... amazing.
Yes, it was amazing. It was a good time.
I'm glad you've apologized.
There was a light show with Queen that they had in one of the domes. It was a really cool event.
It was a rock and roll thing, man.
Yes. And then... night continued because Allie took Gibbons and I.
Yes, because I walked. The event ended. I was sober as hell.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You guys were so far gone, and we had to go to your show. And we walked out, and I couldn't find them. I was so annoyed with them because Riggs kept grabbing the microphone and talking in a corner. Nobody knew where he was. Nobody knew what he was saying. He was on the mic at this charity event for congenital heart disease, and he's like, you know, slurring, and he's going, Allie, where's the high raffle table? And I'm pointing to it, going right there. And he's like, where? And I'm like, right there. But he doesn't know where I am because he's staring at the sheet. It was like a nightmare.
Yeah.
So we're leaving and I go, I'll take you guys to intern Kevin's show.
Yeah.
I'll take you. And what do these dum-dums do? They walk outside and they order a lift, even though I'm coming.
Look, I knew you were annoyed. I didn't want you to have to deal with this anymore.
Of course I was annoyed, but I would still make sure you got there safe, you freaks.
So would Mark in his Honda Civic.
Well, I make him cancel the lift. He gets charged $5 to cancel the lift, Riggs does.
Uh-huh.
And I drive them downtown. And I know your band is playing at Hangout Milwaukee. Yeah. And we're driving down the freeway. Again, I'm sober. And they are drunk.
By the time we get to your show, Kevin, we are on hour like 10 or 11 of boozing without stopping.
I'm trying to just be chilled out, relaxed, not even annoyed by it. Just get them out of the car and get them to the show. We're driving downtown. I say, where is Hangout Milwaukee? Give me the exact location. Because I live downtown. I've lived here long enough to know how to get around.
Yeah.
Gibbons, you need to go to this exit. I go, no, that's not what I asked you. I asked you where Hangout Milwaukee was to get to intern Kevin's show.
Oh, look, I pulled it up into my Google Maps on that night. Thank God I came to the rescue.
It's dawn. You got to get off at the lake.
You sound just like me, drunk. This is awesome.
And I'm like, Gibbons. Yeah. And so it got to the point in the car on the way to your show, Kevin, where I'm screaming. And we're screamers, me and Gibbons. Like, we are yellers. We are yellers.
Yes.
And so I'm going... And Gibbons keeps telling me where to go. Not this light, next one. As if you can't even turn left at the next light, but he's telling me not to turn left.
I want to make sure you're safe.
He's making sure I get up the hill by you know, Collectivo or where Altair or whatever. I'm like, I know how to drive downtown. By the end of it, we're screaming.
We get it. We were a pain in the ass.
Yeah. No, was full on. Shut the bleep up.
Let us transfer our pain in the ass to intern Kevin because we immediately walked into Hangout MKE. They're in the middle of a song and we start, as soon as we walk
in. Right
in
the middle. Yeah. In the middle of all the small things.
Yep.
These guys walk in. I see Riggs' face. It's almost as red as his jacket.
Yep.
And Gibbons is behind
covers,
him.
You're singing covers, right?
Yeah. We're singing covers and they're screaming as soon as they walk in. I'm oh no.
Oh, we were so excited though.
It was genuine
excitement to be there and see you. And that was, I remember 100% of the show.
No, that's a lie. They tried to go to Gibbons' house first. Okay, again, liars. So they tried.
I'm not claiming to remember anything.
Gibbons told me to take him home. Let the sober girl tell you about the night.
It wasn't there though.
Gibbons tried to go home, and I said, if you go home, you won't go to Kevin's show. They tried to get me to drop them off so they could pass out. And that's when they get to hang out in Milwaukee. But by the end, I'm screaming, get the police out! I'm not even exaggerating. Yeah. Like, how loud was I screaming? You don't remember. Never mind.
No, I do remember that portion of the night.
They came in, and then they had the time of their life at
the show. Yeah. We're yelling.
Thank God.
Gibbons was on a table.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's parents were there.
Yeah.
They were on a table.
Yeah.
So wait, did the guys embarrass you?
A little bit.
Riggs and Gibbons embarrassed everyone on Friday night at every event they went to.
We were into his show. We were singing the words to every song because I loved every song that they were singing. You're singing our type of music, dude.
Your bandmates got mad?
No.
Oh, that you were singing.
I asked them after, and they were all fine with it. That was funny.
Okay, your bandmates loved it.
I was worried about it. I didn't know if they were.
They were into the whole thing.
But like, the place got mad that Gibbons was on a table or what?
Yeah.
I was just rocking and rolling, dude.
Standing, but the place was empty. I mean, no offense. I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, no. No,
but
there weren't many people there.
He's standing on a table at a place that's not, it's not like it's packed.
No, that's what there was.
That's why the table's so stupid. He didn't need to be on the table, was my point.
Yeah.
You stand on a table when the place is packed.
I'm the party starter, damn it.
I was trying to play foosball for a second. They came over there, like, you have to pay for that if you want to play foosball. And I was like, okay, here's money. How much is it? It's $1 for an hour. Okay, here. I'm not going to be here for more than an hour. So
I'm just happy you had your gig. I'm sorry I missed it, but I couldn't take them much more.
It's fine.
I went to go home and hang out with my mama, Jeannie Way, who was babysitting.
Does your girlfriend's parents hate us, too?
No, they thought it was funny.
Okay, good.
Everybody thought it was funny.
One more time, just to cover our bases.
Yes.
We apologize.
Yeah, we're stupid drunks.
We're scum. We suck. We're not worthy. I legitimately, seriously apologize.
Yeah, I do, too.
This is the one Friday night where, like, Kevin and I are annoyed for you ruining two separate events, and you guys had the time of your life. Like, we're bonding over the annoyance, and you two are bonding over, like, what a great time you had.
I mean, it was a fun time.
We still had five songs left on the set, and we ended it early.
Oh, my God.
So now, at the end of this whole discussion, the truth is coming out that they ended their set early because you guys were too obnoxious.
It was also running a little bit late, but...
Yeah. No, it's our fault. No, we apologize one more time.
Blame it on us.
Sorry.
We blame it on the alcohol.
Sorry.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.